With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A fraud case in Minnesota is gaining more attention, and many are demanding that Governor Tim Walz be held accountable.
We've been trying to raise the alarm on this for over 3 years. The fraud that has gone on under his administration is unprecedented.
That is House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, who is from Minnesota. He spoke with the Salem Radio Network about the crisis. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is pausing all immigration applications, such as requests for green cards, for people from 19 countries banned from travel earlier this year. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
The pause puts on hold a wide range of immigration-related decisions, such as green card applications or naturalizations for immigrants from those 19 countries. The Trump administration describes those countries as high risk. The pause affects immigrants already in the U.S., regardless of arrival date. Critics argue the actions amount to collective punishment for immigrants. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A Trump-backed Republican won last night's special election in Tennessee for a U.S. House seat. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Republican Matt Van Epps defeated Democrat Afton Bain to represent the 7th Congressional District. The victory gives a little breathing room for Republicans in the House, where they still have a razor-thin majority. However, the race in the conservative red Tennessee district may have been too close for comfort for the GOP. President Trump carried that district by 22 percentage points last year, but Van Epps won by only single digits. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Problems in Iran. Its real currency has fallen to a new low of $1.2 million to the U.S. dollar. That is, nuclear sanctions squeeze the economy. Traders offered the new exchange rate today as attempts to restart negotiations between the U.S. and Iran over its nuclear program appear to be stalled, at least for now. This is SRN News. A Canadian pastor faces jail time. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Derek Reimer of Calgary is already under house arrest for protesting against the Drag Queen Story Hour event at his local library. Now the courts have ordered him to write a letter of apology for his demonstration, threatening to put him in prison if he refuses. Reimer says he cannot apologize because that would be admitting that he is wrong. Canada's laws covering religious liberty and freedom of speech are not as expansive as those here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Belgian authorities are mystified over the theft of a baby Jesus figure from a controversial nativity scene. Snatched from his crib on the Grand Place in historic old Brussels last weekend, this version of baby Jesus has no face. The artist Victoria Maria Geyer says she crafted the nativity figure without facial features so that people from all racial groups would be able to see themselves represented in it. This is SRN News. Now here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street opened higher this morning, following up on yesterday's gains for the Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P. Payroll processor ADP reports the U.S. lost jobs for the third time in 4 months. More data for Federal Reserve policymakers as they consider whether to cut interest rates again. The Federal Open Market Committee will be meeting next week. The Cyber Monday numbers are in.
U.S. shoppers spent $14.25 billion on Cyber Monday, pushing total online sales over the Thanksgiving weekend to $44.2 billion. That's according to an Adobe Analytics report, as consumers found offers on everything from gadgets to household essentials. Spending rose 7.7% during the so-called Cyber Week, the 5 days from Thanksgiving to Cyber Monday.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.